Verse 11. The glories of Sri Radha Kunda. Krishnasya ucche prane vasati priyasya bhyo api radha kundam chasya munibhir abitas tadrig eva vyadhai yat preshter api alam asulabham kim punar bhakti bhajam tat premadam sakad api saras natur avishkruti. Translation. After thorough deliberation on the matter, the sages have unanimously declared in the Padma Puran that just as amongst all the gopis, Srimati Radhika is the foremost object of Sri Krishna's great love, in precisely the same way, this pond of hers is also the topmost object of his love. Upon one who simply bathes in its water just once with great devotion, Sri Radha Kund bestows that rare treasure of gopi prem which is so immensely difficult to attain even for such dear devotees of Bhagwan as Narad, what to speak of ordinary sadhakas. Updesh Prakashika Tika. It is only natural at this point to become eager to learn what special commodity can be attained by taking exclusive shelter of the limitlessly glorious Sri Radha Kunda. The fruit of such exclusive devotion is the topmost variety of Krishna Prem. Sri Rupa Goswami is concluding his composition by affirming this philosophical principle, Siddhanta. The prema being spoken of here is extremely difficult to achieve even for such exalted and dear devotees of Bhagwan as Narad. In other words, this most elevated, radiant divine love, Unnat Ujjwala Prema, which the Braj Gopis possess for Sri Krishna, is not only difficult for such dear devotees to attain, it is actually impossible. Sri Radha Kunda bestows this very prema upon one who bathes in its waters with a mood of special love and devotion. Here, Sri Radha Kunda is both the Swayam Karta, or the one who directly bestows that prema upon the devotees, and also the Vishaya, or the object of the devotees' love. Who would not take shelter of this Radha Kunda? In other words, any devotee skilled in the art of performing bhajan and sincerely desirous of achieving the topmost prema would certainly do so. Relying upon a particle of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, I have composed this commentary as far as my intelligence allows in order to increase the transcendental pleasure of his devotees. This servant of Sri Radharaman deity and son of Sri Govardhan Lal named Radharaman Das hereby conclude his commentary named Updesh Prakashika on Sri Rupa Goswami's Sri Updeshamrita. Piyush Varshani Vritti. Having described the natural glory of Sri Radha Kund in the previous verse, 11th verse has been composed with the intention of making steadfast faith in Sri Radha Kund arise within the hearts of sadhakas. Srimati Radhika is Sri Krishna's dear most beloved and in all respects more exalted than all his other beloveds. In the scriptures, the sages, munis have described Sri Radha Kund's eminence in the same way. Sri Radha Kund easily bestows upon one who bathes in his waters that rare prem which is not only immensely difficult for sadhakas to attain but also difficult for premi bhaktas like Narad to achieve. Therefore, Sri Radha Kund alone is the most suitable place of residence for those endeavoring for perfection in their bhajan. The jiva who has overcome the influence of matter and who has attained his inner perfected spiritual form as a gopi, a prakrit gopi deha, should reside in the mood of a maid servant, palya dasi of Srimati Radhika, on the banks of transcendental Sri Radha Kund in the divine land of Braj, a prakrit Braj, in the resplendent grove, kunja of the spiritual master, who is situated in his eternal form as a female friend, Guru Rupa Sakhi of Sri Radha Krishna. Living there, the pure spirit soul a Prakrit Jiva should externally take constant shelter of chanting Harinam. Internally, in his spiritually perfected eternal form as a gopi, he should render service to Srimati Radhika while deeply meditating on Sri Krishna's eightfold daily pastimes, Ashtakalya Leela. This is the accumulation of bhajan for the devotees who have taken shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet. Anuvritti. Srimati Radhika is Sri Krishna's dearmost beloved and the crest jewel of those who are dear to him. In the scriptures, devotee sages have described Sri Radha Kund as being Sri Krishna's foremost beloved object, as dear to him as Srimati Radhika herself. The topmost love for Bhagwan, Gopi Prema, is exceedingly difficult even for dearly beloved devotees of Bhagwan such as Narad to attain. So what to speak of how difficult it is for devotees still in the practitioner stage, sadhaka bhaktas, to achieve that rare prema. But very easily Sri Radha Kund bestows this prema upon one who bathes in its water just once. Sri Radha Kund is full of prema and, indeed, is actually comprised of waters of nectarian prema. By transcendentally residing a Prakrit Vas on the banks of Sri Radha Kund and by transcendentally bathing a Prakrit Snan in his waters, one will obtain the topmost prema. What is meant by a Prakrit Vas and a Prakrit Snan? Remaining thoroughly aloof from all desires for material sense enjoyment, one should constantly perform deep meditational worship, Manas Bhajan, in strict devotion to Srimati Radhika for the duration of one's life. After shedding this material body, one will attain an eternal spiritual body and be intently engaged in direct eternal service to Srimati Radhika. One who bathes in Sri Radha Kund in this way attains the topmost prema. Obtaining such good fortune is exceedingly difficult even for such exalted premi devotees as Narad. It is extremely difficult even for the perfected devotees who eternally serve Krishna in the devotional mellows, rasas of servitude, dasse, friendship, sakhi, and parenthood, vasalle, to bathe in Sri Radha Kund. What to speak of worldly-minded persons? What more can possibly be said of the glories of taking a Prakrit Snan in Sri Radha Kund? Those who bathe there obtain good fortune, while extends all the way up to becoming maid servants of Sri Vrishabhanavi, Srimati Radhika. Sri Govindas was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dear servant, always accompanying Mahaprabhu as if he were his shadow. He served Mahaprabhu with great love. Simultaneously, he would also record in his own words descriptions of Sriman Mahaprabhu's especially significant pastimes. The collection of verses he wrote became famous by the name of Govind Karcha. Having heard these verses directly from Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explained them in his own words in his Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Through the medium of those verses, light was shed upon Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental character. The following is a narration from the time when Sriman Mahaprabhu was residing in Jagannath Puri. Mahaprabhu had already fulfilled the objectives for which he descended upon this earth. Now he desired to wind up his pastimes. One day, he took his intimate devotees and went to the shore of the ocean. Seeing the blue ocean, remembrance of Shyamasundar immediately arose within him. Becoming overwhelmed in devotional ecstasy, bhav, he was oblivious to all else. With great difficulty, his devotee gradually brought him back to external consciousness. At that very time, Sri Gaur Sundar slowly began instructing those devotees. In that assembly of devotees, Mahaprabhu's very dear disciple, Sri Rupa Goswami, was also present. Rupa Goswami wrote those instructions down in verse form. These verses became famous as Sri Upadeshamrita nectarian instructions. For spiritual practitioners, this Upadeshamrit is like their lives and a necklace to be worn at all times. A servant of the famous Sri Radharaman deity in Vrindavan named Sri Radharaman Das Goswami composed a beautiful commentary entitled Upadesh Prakashika Tika on the 11th verses of Sri Upadeshamrit. After some time, the condition of the residents of this world became critical due to the doctrine of Prema Bhakti have been substantially covered by the frightful influence of the present age of Kali Yuga. Seeing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his dear eternal devotee Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur to this world. In simple and comprehensible language, he composed a brief yet essential commentary on the verses of Sri Upadeshamrit. This commentary is famous as Piyush Varshanivritti. Sri Gaur Sundar is the personification of Aprakrit Vipralambaras, the mellow constituted of sentiments of divine separation from Sri Krishna. To nourish the rasa of Sambhoga, which is when the devotee is meeting together with Krishna, he tasted that Vipralambaras, and for the benefit of human society, he taught how it can be attained. It is compulsory for sincere sadhakas to accept these instructions. Otherwise, it will be impossible for them to ever achieve Krishna prema. In modern times, Kali Maharaj, the personification of the present degraded age, has assumed the bogus dress of a devotee of Sri Gaura. Sometimes he adopts the name of Sahajya or imitationist cults such as Aula, Baula, Neda or Nedi. With great intensity, he propagates these false philosophies as well as other doctrines such as Mayavad and Gauru Nagari, which are opposed to the path of Bhakti. Oho, just see the influence of Kali Maharaj. Some say, I am God Hari himself. Some declare themselves to be glorious spiritual masters. Some consider themselves to be the creator, and others say that they are Shiva. Very enthusiastically, they cheat human society by propagating their bogus philosophies, which were taught by Kali Maharaj. Being pleased with their preaching, Kali Maharaj blessed them and bestowed upon them abundant wealth, kanak, woman, kamani, and notoriety, pratishta. Being bewildered by their propaganda, most people ignore Shuddha Bhakti and Bhagavad Bhajan and instead advance along the path of these new, depraved philosophies which are based on material enjoyment. They become so intoxicated in this mundane enjoyment that they are completely unaware of just how they are ascending the peak of thorough self-destruction. O faithful devotees, don't move in that direction. Become steadfastly situated upon the path of bhakti, which was shown by great personalities such as Sri Sarup Damodar, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, and Sri Narottam Thakur. This devotional path enables one to relish the pure Krishna prema, which was practiced and preached by Sri Gaur Nityananda. Residing in Braj, and always perform kirtan and smaran of Sri Radha Krishna's Naam, Roop, Gun and Leela. The doctrine of Gaura Nagari is a bogus philosophy which is opposed to bhakti. Remain aloof from such bogus philosophies. The embodiment of Prema Bhakti, Sri Vishnu Priya and Sri Lakshmi Priya, as well as the embodiment of the Holy Dham, Sri Neela Devi, perpetually serve Sri Gaur Sundar, who is combined form of Sri Radha Krishna. Knowing this to be true, take shelter of him, and following in the footsteps of the Braj Gopis, day and night render devotional service within the mind. By doing so, even that prema seva of Sri Radha Krishna, which is extremely difficult to obtain, will become easily attainable. Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur revealed the holy dham of Mayapur. There he established the regular worship of deities including Sri Gaur Nityananda, Sri Gaur Gadadhar she Gaur Vishnu Priya and she Gaur Lakshmi Priya. Everywhere he preached the holy names of Sri Gaura and Sri Krishna, as well as the doctrine of Shuddha Bhakti. Besides composing many of his own books on Shuddha Bhakti, he translated many ancient devotional scriptures and wrote numerous commentaries, essays and articles. Towards the end of his life, upon seeing the dearth of bhakti in society, he deprived the people by causing his attempts to deliver them. On the pretext of old age, he adopted a vow of silence and remained immersed in Manasi Seva, devotional service performed within meditation. Overwhelmed with compassion for the souls suffering in this world, with tearful eyes he looked towards me and ordered me to preach the doctrine of Shuddha Bhakti that was revealed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his eternal devotees. He also instructed me to compose this Anuvritti commentary, illuminating his Piyush Varshani Vritti commentary on Sri Upadeshamrit. Taking the dust of his divine feet upon my head, I followed his command. But just when I had completed commenting on 8 verses of Sri Upadeshamrit, he departed this world from Swananda Sukhada Kunj at Sri Radha Kund and entered into Sri Radha Krishna's eternal pastimes. O Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, intimate devotee of Srimati Radhika, on this day of completing my Anuvritti commentary on the verses of Sri Upadeshamrit, this destitute servant of yours offers into your lotus hands. May you be pleased, all glories unto you. Remembering Sri Gaurachandra, on this 22nd day of the lunar moon of Bhadrapad in the year 1914 at Chandrasekhar Bhavan in Mayapur, I have completed this Anuvritti commentary.